And that is our theme song right now on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer's not with us because he's doing his civic duty. Jury duty. And yes, singing a little night court there in the waiting room while Holly and I do the show.
Yep.
And as such, just to pull back the curtain all the way, when we came together as a group this morning to plan today's show, we planned that Bradley would be here.
Mm-hmm. It's like we wanted to manifest Bradley into staying on the program today. So we were just, like you're going to get a call.
And by the way,
I don't think so.
When will we learn? Because the exact same thing happened yesterday. But we were like, no, we'll get to keep him. It's not a big deal. Yeah. They won't need him.
No.
Nope, they needed him. Yeah. So anyway, so we took, you know, when we plan a show, Bradley brings some things to the table with his perspective on it. I bring some things to the table with my perspective on it. We put our brains together and we decide kind of where we're going to put everything. But you may notice that one of us might take more of a lead on things than other things. And that would indicate to you that it's a story that we brought to the table.
Right.
This is a story that Bradley brought to the table.
So nobody knows why the heck Bradley wanted to ask everyone the question, if you had your own beverage, what would it be? Call in 651-641-1071. If you were a beverage, what beverage would you be? Now,
oh my gosh, Bradley, so funny. I can't.
What would you be? Now, Brad brought this story to the table because he wanted to talk about his favorite human being on planet Earth.
He does love him.
Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan at all. So, Elton John and David Furnish are producing their own line. Now, I like this, that it has to be prefaced. Non-alcoholic apple juice.
I mean, celebrity apple juice. If you say apple juice to me, I assume it's non-alcoholic.
Right. Now, they're saying that because Elton has been sober for many decades. Mm-hmm. And so they want to preface that it's not going to be booze apple, which I suppose you could make hard cider. But then you just call it hard cider.
Right. It wouldn't be called alcoholic apple juice.
Honey, can you get me some non-alcoholic apple juice from the fridge? Mm-hmm. I'm parched right now. So this is according to The Mirror that Elton John and David Furnish's venture has already got a waiting list with Victoria Beckham and Elizabeth Hurley expressing interest. Wow.
Wow. So it leads us to ask you the very bizarre question. If you were to have your own beverage line, what would it be?
Not apple juice.
651-641-1071. If you have an answer at the ready, we're happy to listen to it.
Yeah, well, listen to how we're doing it wrong, Colleen, because here we are, two boobs poo-pooing Elton John and David Furnish's non-alcoholic apple juice. But this isn't just any non-alcoholic apple juice. This is a first vintage named Woodside after their old Windsor estate, and it comes from apples from their orchard.
Well, see, I bet they're special apples. I mean, there's no way they're just, like, gonna slap their name on, like, a jug of apple juice. This is like anointed apples from, like you said, Elton John's own orchard.
Including 8 acres of woodlands. And apparently he has a vegetable patch where he grew a prize-winning pumpkin.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. So this is what we're getting. And Elton John's friends, Victoria Beckham and Elizabeth Hurley, are supporting him. But
of course they are, because they're not going to say, Elton, we're not into your apple juice.
Honey.
You know, he had to go to them and say, will you support my new apple juice endeavor? And they had to say yes, because they couldn't say, Elton, no way.
Well, you've done this before. We've all done this before with a friend. When they're doing something.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. And we've bought their shampoo.
Yep.
We've purchased their candles.
Right.
We've bought their nail wraps.
Yes.
We've done it all. Because so you want them to know, I support you. I support you in this endeavor.
So really, celebrities are just like us, except not really, because they're selling us non-alcoholic apple juice from their orchard. Oh,
do we have a call?
Somebody's actually calling us.
Okay, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show, and Bradley is on jury duty. The joke of this segment right now is that We apparently didn't heed the warning from yesterday that he would get called in. We thought maybe he wouldn't get called in today. He got called in today. So he had to leave the show. We'd already planned the show. And I don't know why we're such idiots. We put all of his stuff like way in the back end of the show.
Yeah, we got to front load this baby. I know. Tomorrow.
If he's even here. I mean, we just don't know. We don't know what to expect. We're dancing with no choreographer.
We're dancing on our own. But we have Christine on the line.
Okay, so we're asking the question, if you had your own beverage line, what would it be? Did you say Christine?
Yes.
Hi, Christine. What beverage line would you have?
Hey, I would be a like some sort of pre-mixed rum cocktail thing. Ooh. That would be delicious and fruity and yummy. And
I like
live
this.
In the Caribbean somewhere, served to happy people.
I like this. Oh, and it would be Christine. Pre-mixed. Would it be in a can or in a bottle?
In a bottle.
I'm here for that. Mm-hmm. So a bottle, a pre-mixed cocktail bottle, that's your beverage line. I like it. It would be like the beach in a bottle. Thank you for your call.
Rum drink.
I like it. A rum drink. I'm here for it.
Totally here for it.
I'm here for it. I will say, I always, for some reason, when Bradley first brought this up, the only thing I could think of when I was thinking about Elton John's apple juice was Newman's Own lemonade, which, by the way, is like the best lemonade. Do you know this?
I don't know this.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you can still get it, but when I was growing up, when my mom rolled up from the grocery store with Newman's Own lemonade in her bag, I was like, today is a good day.
It comes in.
I guess you can get it still. It's called Newman's Own Virgin Lemonade. So FYI, it's non-alcoholic. It comes in this sort of white carton with like cartoon lemons all over it and a rendering of Paul Newman. It has no high fructose corn syrup. It is the best lemonade.
Mm.
So that's my little advice to you.
Thank you. You're welcome. That lemonade. Can we go to Lisa?
Oh, let's go to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. If you had a beverage line, what would it be?
I sure shooting wouldn't waste my damn time with no apple juice.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing some wisdom and intelligence.
Thank you.
What would be your beverage line?
Line of my favorite wines, but none of the bottles. No, I'm not going to be highfalutin like that. The big boxes, maybe some nice cans, a big tall can.
My favorite's
like a Pinot Grigio.
Yes.
A nice red blend.
I love it.
Maybe a Pinot Noir.
Roll it out.
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe on the holidays, some special Prosecco or something like that.
Put some bubbles in there.
Once that really took off, I'd probably move on to a nice line of snacks that you could eat while you were drinking it.
Okay,
Lisa,
I feel like you need to write out a business plan because I will be a customer.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Oh, I would totally drink a tall boy.
That was good. Okay, so
of wine
again, because we're idiots, we put all of Bradley's stories in the third hour of the show. So when we come back, we'll be channeling Bradley to figure out what he wanted to say about the Kardashians after this on My Talk 107.1. Get out your crystal ball. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. No Bradley Trainer. He's on jury duty. Doing his civic duty. And when we say get out your crystal ball, it's because we did not plan well today. We put a lot of Bradley's material later in the show.
Yeah.
Thinking, of course, once again, that we would get to keep him for the day. We didn't get to keep him for the day. We had to let him go. So now we are left here to try to figure out what he wanted to talk about with the Kardashians today.
Yeah, it's like we're Karnak the Magnificent.
Yes.
I'm going to put this up against my forehead, Colleen. Mm-hmm. And we're going to
channel Bradley
and try to answer what the following has in common. Mm-hmm. Khloe Kardashian, Scott Disick, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Mm.
So Khloe Kardashian, Scott Disick, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Okay. Well, of course, we can open the envelope and see. Like, they all work together, duh.
Yeah, it's the Kardashians.
It's the Kardashians, hi.
This has no doubt something to do with the cancellation of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It has everything to do with the cancellation of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Good job. Well, it seems that the Kardashians are once again pulling out the old reliable, which is the poor Khloe storyline. We say that because Khloe Kardashian oftentimes gets the storyline of poor Khloe.
Life is harder for Khloe than it is for anybody else.
Well, apparently misery loves company. Page Six reporting that Khloe Kardashian and Scott Disick are really upset about the cancellation of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Two of those people specifically, because the gravy train is ending for them. They're not going to be able to get an easy paycheck anymore.
Okay, can I do need to say something about those two, because I did something this weekend that I'm slightly embarrassed to admit. But I was flipping through channels, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians was having a marathon on E! And I was like, you know, I don't watch this show. I should watch this show just a little bit to see, like, what I'm going to be missing.
You got to sample the wares. Know what we're talking about a little
bit. Oh, my God. First of all, I lasted 15 minutes, period. But within the first 50 seconds, I was rolling my eyes. And one of the storylines in this particular episode that I was watching was Khloe and Scott colluding to prank Mama Kris.
Jeez.
And it was, I mean, it was so obvious. It was like all staged, and the two of them wanted to prank her by dressing Khloe up as Kris Jenner and having her do all sorts of embarrassing things. And by the way, in this episode, they also fully tipped their hand about how they work together with the paparazzi, because they contacted people who take paparazzi photos and work with TMZ to try to figure out how to push this narrative out there that Kris Jenner had been chain smoking and eating a burger in a fast food parking lot and peeing in the parking lot. I'm serious.
Oh, shocking. The nerve. I'm clutching my pearls but right now.
I was even just watching that. I thought to myself, this relationship between Khloe and Scott, no doubt, is like a whole entire thing on this show.
Yes.
Because Khloe is the sister of Courtney, who's the former love interest of Scott Disick. But Khloe and Scott have this like great friendship, you know, and I just could see them being like, you know, pals in some weird cop comedy gone wrong.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, and, you know, to your point, Colleen, I'm sure that Khloe and Scott are looking to do some kind of spinoff work. But Page Six is reporting, well, Khloe Kardashian, and we've talked about this since Keeping Up with the Kardashians announced that they were going to be canceled. We've talked, you know, Khloe has her good American jeans and she has some other things, but it's not nearly as much business side hustles as her sisters. Courtney, well, she has poosh, but, you know, Courtney has been pretty open that she doesn't really want to be involved in a lot of this anymore.
Right.
Kylie is Kylie, and she has all her billions.
By the way,
stick supposedly
a pin in Kylie, because I'd also like to talk about what I saw of her on that episode.
Well, careful, because she might deflate. Okay. And Kim has Skims and makeup and all this stuff. So Page Six is trying to tell us that Khloe feels really sad because this was her main source of income. And same with Scott Disick, who he's a whole mystery in and of himself. Where the heck has he gotten his money? And I'm sure that there are Kardashian fans who could school me on that. But being on the outside looking in on the Kardashians, he just strikes me as like food god level sketchy where he gets his money. Jonathan Chabon calls himself food god now. Kim Kardashian's friend, a person we have talked about on this show for doing some things that may or may not be truthful. So I'm just, you know, okay, I feel sad for Khloe. Page Six wants me to feel sad about this. I don't, my tears are dry.
You don't feel sad.
I don't feel sad.
You don't feel sad. No. I don't feel sad either. Can I tell you about the portrayal of Kylie Jenner in this episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that I caught 15 minutes of to find out what I was not missing?
Yes. I'm very curious.
Okay, so first of all, she's driving with her friend Stassi.
Oh, Stassi.
And the way she's driving is, you know how some people, when they're driving, they look like they don't realize they're driving? Like, they look super relaxed and, like, she's like leaning into the middle of, like, she just doesn't look like she realizes she's driving a vehicle, large vehicle.
Was she wearing shoes? Because we remember Kylie Jenner has a penchant for driving barefoot to visit her friend Stassi.
Okay, that I don't know because we never got down to her shoe situation, but Stassi was in the car with her and she turned a corner and almost clipped a car. And this, and I'm not exaggerating. This was her reaction. Oh my God, Stassi, I almost hit that car. Dead serious. And she's like, my eyes are so bad, I couldn't even see it.
No!
And then she goes on to explain in her on-camera interview that ever since she was pregnant, she's had a really hard time seeing. And then goes into this long explanation for why she doesn't wear glasses. Because she used to think glasses were so cool when she was little and she wanted to wear glasses. But then now she has to wear glasses. And isn't it funny? She doesn't like to wear them because she doesn't like the way they look.
No, stop it. Oh my gosh.
Holly, it gets worse.
Oh.
So then she gets LASIK. And I'm telling you, you would think that she was having major surgery when she was having LASIK. And like she says at the end of this interview, after she has the LASIK, she says, I'm a survivor of LASIK. I'm Kylie Jenner. And then forces Kris Jenner to take care of her. I mean, I was watching this and my brain cells were evaporating. Yep. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. Here we go. A little key change. And then one more. Crazy Stupid Idiots coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. That's what we're talking about right now on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. No Bradley Trainer. He's doing a civic duty. Thank you for sticking with us through these trying times.
Hey, look, it's 2020. What else could possibly happen? Now, I'm not going to test fate.
Test
fate. Not testing fate, but here's the behind the scenes thing. We tried planning the show today. Now, we planned it with Bradley, but I was thinking we were willing it into being that no big deal. Bradley was gone for most of the show yesterday because he had to perform his civic duty. Jury duty. He had to call in today in order to see whether or not he needed to go to jury duty again. Well, turns out during the first hour of the show, he received the call and he answered the call, because if he didn't, he would be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
So Colleen and I are doing the show, just us gals hanging out. But the problem is that we put all of Bradley's stories in the latter half of the program. So we've just been trying to Bradley speak some of the stories that he's brought to you.
Bradley's. I've been trying to perfect it. I've been trying to be fluent in it for years.
And now we're going to try to do it in the Crazy Stupid Idiots category.
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy stupid idiot.
Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy stupid
idiots.
Oh,
it absolutely does. Dumb people doing dumb things. They're to your right, they're to your left. And hopefully when you are looking in the mirror, there isn't one locking eyes with you. Oftentimes we find these crazy stupid idiots in the state of
Florida.
And sometimes other places. Like where?
Bradley wanted us to go to Japan.
He would.
This is a story. Brought to you by Bradley Trainer. Well, now all of us too, because here's a fun Colleen and Bradley show fact.
Oh, this is a fun fact.
All three of us studied Japanese at one point in our lives.
Hi, so des. Yep, we all have. That is absolutely true.
So let's go to Japan.
This Ikimashō.
Yes. So des ne. And so this happened earlier this month, and we're going to Ehime Prefecture, where a man was arrested for underwear theft. He was a panty thief. It's a thing. People steal in your panties.
It is a thing.
And I hate saying that word, but I will say it, but he is a panty thief. But what makes this case unusual is the fact that the underwear that was stolen was a man's thong/G-string. I don't know why that is so weird, but the story says it is. It's just underwear. So, I mean, how? I guess you would be able to tell by the nut cup in the front that so it was meant for like a guy.
That's the whole story.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Let's try to further translate this crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah, let's do it.
So according to the police, the theft occurred in the afternoon when the person stole the G-string from the balcony of a ground floor apartment where it was hanging out to dry. The owner was a 38-year-old man who lived on the ground floor of a two-story apartment block with his wife and two children.
Okay, so here's the dealio, is the guy was hoping or thinking that he was looking at a lady thong out on the line. And he was like, I want that lady thong. And then what he didn't realize is that lady thong was a man thong.
Oh, shock.
So the horror.
The horror. So you can't get horny off of that underwear. I'm sorry. Wow, I feel really sad for you. So police, they asked the thief why he stole that G-string, and he became confused and said no way it was for men. But it appears that, well, he actually didn't quite understand. No, that was for the guy to secure his business in. But any kind of business can secure your business. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I suppose there's a little more surface area to hold the nuts in.
There's a package, there's a sling.
I'm just thoroughly anti-thong G-string anyways.
Oh my gosh, I'm really glad you said that.
A granny panties all the way. Alexis Thompson from The Morning Show is completely 100% correct in her assessment.
I take it one step further. I'm a boy. I love boy shorts.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Ladies, try them out. You will not be sorry. It's full coverage. They're comfortable. You don't even realize that you're wearing them. Does it feel weird that, like, at least three of the people on the MyTalk staff have disclosed the kinds of underwear we wear?
No, not weird at all.
Okay, good.
Because the whole thing about thong underwear, one, some people thought it was sexy, but to each their own. It's like having a permanent wedgie. And then people used to try to sell me on wearing the thong underwear, like, well, then you won't have visible panty line. I don't care if I have visible panty line. Right. That is a YP. That is a your problem that you're going to have to look at that.
I remember when I was young and my mom was explaining to me one of the important reasons to wear a slip under your dress is so that people didn't think you weren't wearing anything under your dress. And I was like, but I'm not. So if they think I'm not, then fine, I guess, right? Like, because you'd wear a slip so you couldn't see the light through your skirt. And I was like, but there's not, but who cares?
Exactly.
I've grown to understand, especially in Minnesota, that the slip serves another function that has everything to do with static cling. However,
we have evolved in fabric technology.
That's true.
Since your mom asked you to wear a slip.
Static guard. I stock up on that junk.
In conclusion, our panty thief, nothing really happened to him. So he was arrested, but, you know, I don't think that the charges were very severe. In conclusion, thong, G-string, underwear, to each their own.
There you go. I would like to take a trip to Ontario, Canada. Yes, for our next story. We're in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. This occurred in the middle of the night on Sunday. Somebody broke into a family's home to use the bathroom.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
True. But what the problem was, they didn't actually go potty in the bathroom.
Oh, they went potty in the house plant?
They did their duty in the dishwasher.
Heinous. No.
Like, so bad, right?
Oh, no. That's going to be like if your turd gets trapped in a Roomba and it's just going to spray everywhere.
Okay, Holly, we've now taken it to that
place.
It happens. I've seen the video.
Okay, but I think what you're talking about is the what happens when a Roomba
goes over
an accident.
The schmeesies, and then you have a spray. But I'm thinking if you did that in the dishwasher and then you turned it on.
Well, see, this is the thing. There are just things in the world that I don't know how to solve that problem, right? And so if you found that in your dishwasher, I think you just need to get a new dishwasher.
Well, yeah, and I hope that you would smell it because it would be like, what did you make for dinner last night in that casserole?
Sick, sick, so sick.
Sorry. I can't help it.
Okay.
I hate you.
Vom it. Okay, so we have very exciting news for everybody on the Colleen and Bradley show.
Oh, wonderful. What is... Oh, so we're done with the story?
Oh, sorry. That was the end of it. They never have caught the pooper. Sorry, I don't want you to lose sleep over that, but they don't know who did it.
Oh, bummer.
Anyway, bummer. It was a real bummer. Mm-hmm. The exciting news is that, again, we planned the show thinking Bradley would stay with us the whole show today. It did not happen. We also did not plan ahead in the event that he'd be gone during the Throwback Live, but don't worry about it. We figured out what to do. We've invited B. Arthur to play the Throwback Live.
Yeah!
This is going to be what I have in the past termed a crap carnival.
Oh, you're selling her short, Colleen. Oh, she's our guest.
She is our guest. I should be nicer. She's going to play for Bradley. This is going to be... I don't know what to expect.
Well, I don't think that we've had her a guest player before.
Like they say on the TV show Big Brother... Expect the unexpected. And that is just what we are doing. We will be expecting the unexpected and playing the Throwback Live with my boss, B. Arthur, after this on My Talk 107.1.